The Bush administration is preparing to announce a new economic stimulus package in the coming weeks. Much of the responsibility for selling that plan will go to the president's nominee for Treasury Secretary, John Snow, chairman of the CSX Railroad. He was chosen yesterday to replace outgoing Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Bush administration has a new messenger for its economic policies, but the basic message hasn't changed much. The administration still sees tax cuts as the best way to stimulate economic growth. As a messenger, John Snow is expected to be effective. In addition to running CSX, he's worked in the Ford administration as a railroad lobbyist and as chairman of the influential Business Roundtable, a group of prominent CEOs. Roundtable President John Castellani says Snow knows his way around Capitol Hill.
First, he's a very, very capable businessman, and he understands how the political process works and what needs to be done to move things forward in it.
Moving the president's economic package forward will probably take cooperation from some Democrats, especially in a closely divided Senate. The package is likely to contain an acceleration of last year's tax bill, so the cuts scheduled for 2004 would actually take effect in 2003. The White House is also considering a cut in the tax that investors pay on stock dividends. Castellani and the Business Roundtable endorsed that idea when they issued their own tax proposal last month.
We think that that both puts money into the hands of people, the shareholders who own those stocks, and it provides more upward pressure on the equities markets so that a stronger equity market will help everyone's retirement and personal savings accounts that include equities, and that in turn will help consumer confidence.
Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle criticizes those proposals for giving too big a tax break to the wealthy while doing little for average wage earners. Daschle says any new tax cut should be targeted in a way that does the most good.
The most good means we create demand among middle-class working families where we can actually see results and see those results as immediately as possible.
Some Democrats are proposing their own version of a tax cut, a temporary lifting of the Social Security payroll tax. The Business Roundtable has also endorsed that measure, partly in hopes that a more balanced tax package with something for everyone would have a better chance in Congress. Castellani says lifting the payroll tax would boost each worker's paycheck by up to $620 over the course of a year.
Our concern here was to get the most amount of money to the broadest cross-section of people in the fastest way possible. And by providing a holiday on the first $10,000 of income from the withholding taxes, you're able to get more money in people's pockets to spend right away.
The broad-based payroll tax is good politics. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu campaigned for it in her successful re-election bid. It may be good economics as well. Gordon Klein, who teaches tax planning at UCLA's Anderson School, says the payroll tax cut is more likely than some other measures to pump money into the economy.
When somebody's just barely scraping by, gets a boost in their paycheck, they tend to spend it. The dividend proposal, in contrast, would tend to inure to the benefit of wealthier folks, and they are not the folks who are going to be stimulated to spend.
Some Bush administration economists reportedly are skeptical about the benefits of any temporary tax cut. But Democratic Senator John Corzine, who supports the payroll tax holiday, says with Snow as Treasury Secretary, the administration might be more willing to negotiate.
Certainly, it gives the impression that they intend on being more pragmatic. They need to be more pragmatic. They have a completely backward program, in my view.
Corzine says Snow will be a formidable spokesman for the administration's policies. Like O'Neill, though, he's been a tough critic of federal budget deficits, working with the Clinton administration to help balance the budget. Snow may have to temper those views now that he's inside the Bush administration. Federal deficits could widen if the president's tax policies are approved. Scott Horsley, NPR News.